With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. The U.S. and Iran will hold peace talks this weekend aimed at finding a permanent end to the war. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
With a two-week ceasefire underway, the United States will participate in peace negotiations in Pakistan.
The president is dispatching his negotiating team, led by the vice president of the United States, J.D. Vance.
Press Secretary Caroline Leavitt says Vance will lead the delegation, which includes Special Envoy Steve Witkoff and Trump son-in-law Jared Kushner. Greg Clugston, The White House.
U.S. lawmakers greet the news of a ceasefire with relief and more questions. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
President Trump's announcement Tuesday night of a ceasefire between the United States and Iran received a bipartisan welcome in Congress. But Democrats continue to raise questions about the path forward after weeks of war without congressional authorization. House Speaker Mike Johnson reposted the president's social media message announcing the ceasefire Tuesday night without commenting on it. North Dakota Republican Senator Kevin Cramer called it an example of Mr. Trump's peace through strength approach. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
The California Supreme Court has ordered a Republican county sheriff who seized more than a half million 2025 election ballots to pause his probe into election fraud allegations while the judges reviewed the legal challenge against it. The order came after California Attorney General Rob Bonta, a Democrat, last month asked the court to step in. A voting rights group is also challenging the ballot seizure. The dispute started when Riverside County Sheriff Chad Bianco seized 1,000 boxes of election materials to investigate a complaint from a local citizens group about a ballot count from a November 2025 special election on redistricting. On Wall Street, the Dow by 1,325 points. This is SRN News. Christians like tithing online.
According to a sweeping new report from Ministry Brands, 57% of America's Protestant churches report an increase in digital giving in 2025. In fact, churches that offer the option of making a donation via the Internet are twice as likely to report a surge in giving than those congregations that do not. But the study finds most pastors still pass the plate during worship service, giving parishioners that option as well. Michael Harrington reporting.
At least 26 people were killed over the past weekend in three separate Easter attacks in northern Nigeria. Attacks like these are part of a long-running cycle of violence in the north-central region where disputes over land and grazing between mostly Muslim herders and largely Christian farming communities frequently escalate into deadly clashes. The Muslim terrorist group Boko Haram is also active in the region. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Once the Strait of Hormuz officially reopens, economist Steve Moore expects that gas prices will drop quickly.
We're going to see the gas price. It will go down nationally back down to, you know, $3.50 to $3 a gallon.
Moore is with a committee to unleash prosperity. At the close on Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average was down by, or up, I should say, by 1,325 points. Camera trouble would appear to be behind the latest vehicle recall. More from Rich Thomason.
General Motors is recalling more than 270,000 Chevy Malibus. The rearview camera screen may display a distorted or blank image. The recall includes Malibu vehicles from the 2023 through 25 model years. Dealers will replace the rearview camera free of charge. Rich Thomason, Washington.
And for the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Bob Agnew.
More details at srnnews.com.